Thank you. It's Torah cake. Okay, our limud of Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, is Lizchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chela, B'soich Sho'chayle Yisrael. So we were speaking yesterday about repairing the damage, about doing tshuva, and we mentioned the machlokes between the Chofetz Chaim and Rabbi Saul Salanter as to whether or not, if somebody doesn't know that you've done them an avla, should you tell them, I did you the avla, but I want to ask you mechila? Yeah? So if you tell them about it, then you're going to upset them. They didn't know in the first place. They had no tainus on you. They thought they're your best friend. Yeah? And then you're suddenly telling them, well, I actually did something quite bad against you. Yeah. You know? How could you possibly do that? You know? Well, I want to ask you mechila. Is that better than him not knowing in the first place? On the other hand, if you don't ask mechila, then you're left with the avla. You've spoken Lashon Hara about him, you've been Moitz Shemra about him, you've spoilt a business, you've spoilt a shidduch, whatever it is, you've done something which affects him, and you're left with that avla, and you haven't achieved your mechila for it. So the Chofetz Chaim says, so according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, in theory, you can make things worse in order to make things better, but after you've asked mechila three times, you know, if he's forgiven you, then hopefully he's forgiven you, but he might be more upset than he was at the beginning. According to the Chofetz Chaim, you're not going to tell him. If you're not going to tell him, says the Chofetz Chaim, how are you going to achieve mechila? Says the Chofetz Chaim, you're a bit stuck, says the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, the only thing that I can suggest, he says in the notes at the back, and it's merely a suggestion, which is, the Chofetz Chaim once suggested, he said the following, for a person who wanted to repent for having spoken Lashon Hara, but in this case he couldn't remember about whom he'd spoken, so therefore he can't go to the person. I remember I spoke Lashon Hara about someone, and I can't remember who it was, whatever it was. So he says such a person should become involved in spreading the teaching of Lashon Hara. So if you go around and you spread the teaching of Lashon Hara, sponsor... Hey, what happened to the rabbi? I don't know. Yeah, so he says... Pardon? Oh, very good. So he says, if you get involved in the teaching of Shmiras HaLoshon, yeah? So if I spoke a Loshon Hara about various people, and I don't remember who I spoke about, and I'm not going to them to ask Mechila, and I'm embarrassed to go to them and ask Mechila, and by the way, David, I have to tell you something that I did about you. Right, then, says the Chofetz Chaim, one etzah is, the Chofetz Chaim says, one etzah would be that you should be involved in spreading the teaching of, printing leaflets and sponsoring the Chofetz Chaim Foundation and coming, you know, commentators, etc. So that's a bit of a tikkun, but it doesn't really achieve the tikkun b'olam l'chaveiro. The chiddush to me is that the Chofetz Chaim doesn't mention the halacha, which is in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, Simen Tov Resh Vov, the dinum of Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is the idea of asking Mechila. Yeah? So on Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to ask Mechila. The Chofetz Chaim says straight away, in the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to wait till Erev Yom Kippur. If you've done an avla to somebody, go and ask him Mechila now. But in case you haven't done it up till Erev Yom Kippur, now's the time to do. Says the Mechaber, Simen Tov Resh Vov, Sif Beis, in Meis Asher Chotoloi. What happens if he's done an avla against somebody and that person has died? And that's really the equivalent of our situation. Yeah? Then he says, so if the person who's the what's called, then he says, maybe Asura B'nei Odom, take a minion, Mamidom al Kivroi, and stand it over his kever. Yeah? Va'oimen, he says, Chotosi le'lakei Yisrael, v'liploini, zesha chotosi loy. Right? I sinned to the Rabbeinu Shem because I did an Avera of speaking Moitz Shemra, Lashon Hara, whatever it is. Yeah? V'nagu l'vakesh mechila b'Erev Yom Kippur. And the minig is on Erev Yom Kippur. So therefore, we've got one more eitzah, if you like. If the person's still alive, you can't really stand over his kever and take a minion. Right? And if the person who you've done the avla doesn't know that you've done the avla, you're not going to take a minion to him and stand in front of him and ask him mechila. But if you've spoken Moitz Shemra or Lashon Hara, or done an avla to somebody, and that person has died, then you do have the eitzah of taking a minion to the kever. It doesn't have to be Erev Yom Kippur. Taking a minion to the kever and asking him for mechila, asking the Rebbein Shem for mechila, asking him for mechila, his neshoma or whatever. Ronnie is reminding me that today is Rosh Chodesh, Hagit and Chodesh, everybody, and we will, Im Yetz Hashem, do a collection after after the share for those who would like to sponsor and help with the expenses of Torah Way. Shkoyach.
Start to the Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Aleph Nissan, 9th of April, Dine Yossi David, Matzos Mitzvah. This week's Torah is sponsored by Kor Shleim, Mishal, Rav Yosef, Dov, Ben Chayla, Nera Yod, Shiyushka, Nera Kor Shleim, Ob, Korov, Shor, Shor, Fali, Yisrof, and his Kos, Ma, Shavuim, Ba, Chayolim, Ba, Mo, Shomo, Shech, Rida, Ba, Tayim, Ba, Lom, Ben, Meirov.
Yeah, as you mentioned just before, it's Rosh Chodesh today. It's very interesting. Megillas Tanis, which we know in Nisbatla Megillas Tanis, but it's mentioned there, you're not allowed to learn the Mispedver, and you're not allowed to, no Tanis in the month of Nisan. Strangely enough, at the end of Megillas Tanis, it's brought down that there was a minhag to fast today on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Av and Rosh Chodesh Nissan, there's a direct connection. Because some fast. On Rosh Chodesh. Yeah?
Yeah.
So the Megillas Tanis says everybody should fast. There's a minhag to fast. And the reason for the fast is because of the Ptir of Nadav Avihu. Yeah, correct. Because of that. And therefore, it's an exception that generally we don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Never mind the month of Nisan. But we do fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av. So we have to mischazik a little bit on the so-called Averis of Noda Venavir on the day on the Yosef. It says, V'chol Beis Yisrael, Yivko Et HaSarif, Asher Sorach Hashem. It's V'chol Beis Yisrael, it's for generations to come. The Zohar Kodesh says that someone who cries over the Ptir of Tzadikim, never mind how long after, you shed tears, you're guaranteed your children will not die in your lifetime. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. On Yom Kippur, when you read Achrei Mois, it's hard to bring the tears about it that so early in the morning. And you know, it's guaranteed. Yeah, you have to start thinking about the gadlus of tzaddikim and how important they are to the dead, and try to understand who exactly in the Vavir, and try and connect. No, not an easy job. If we started with the Zohar Kodesh, let's continue with the Zohar Kodesh, considered, which is connected to the month of Nisan. So, I'm sure you've already started Hilchas Pesach already from Purim time, but definitely from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to start the halachas from Pesach, so therefore we're going to discuss a little bit that. It says in the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Kitetze, I'll read out the Zohar, I wrote it down, not to miss out any of the holy words. Bezimna de Shalit Alayo Lil Shimurim. It says, Mare de Pesach. There's a different gift as Mare de Pesach, with those who are doing the Korban Pesach, is referring to. But Mare de Pesach is Mani de Pesach. That the Kelim of Pesach should be clean. Bezimne de Shalit Alayu Leil Shimurim. On the night of Leil Shimurim, Kulim Tzichu Lemeve Shimurim Veneturim Mechomets. We have to be protected from Chomets. Veseoi Bechol Shehu. It's already mentioned in Zohar Kodesh, the Issu of Kol Shehu. His Machloikis Rishonim goes back to the Goinim. With the Pesach, Chometz and Pesach is b'mashu or not. So we all, like the Rif, the Rambam, most Rishonim, that Chometz b'Pesach b'mashu. There's a Sheiltes which says, no, it's b'shishim. Benutam also holds a gat, it's b'shishim, even on Pesach. The Zohar Kodesh sides with them. We go machlokes and pshat, and the Zohar says something, the Bais Yosef teaches us in Hilchos Tefillin, the Zohar is machriya. And therefore, Chometz b'Pesach b'mashu, v'chol ma'achalim u'mashkim u'mani de pischa. All the foods, drinks, and the kelim of Pesach, kulo neturim, says the Zohar Kodesh, to be protected from chometz. Uman de natin lo chometz v'soil, and someone who's protected from chometz and Pesach, makes sure that he does not nichshel afilu b'mashu Pesach, gufei ihu natir miyetzehara letosa. His body is protected in this world from yetzehara. Try it out. I'm not saying if you won't protect it, it's because you were not particular, but try it out. Then the Zohar continues, V'nishmosa le'ela, not only the goof, the neshama up there, is also protected. V'itmer bey, as it says in Tehillim, Perek hey, lo yegurcha kol ra. Lo yegurcha milashon yagur. Bad and evil will not live with you. Unfortunately, since Adam HaRishon's chet, the Yetzer Hara is within us. If you will protect yourself from chometz, the Yetzer Hara won't live with you. It's not uncomfortable. As it says in the Pasuk, Bechol Zar lo yechal kodesh. If you become kodesh, says the Zohar Kodesh, begin the hui he the ha'iu it avid gufei kodesh when ishmose kodesh kodoshim. You become mamish kodesh kodoshim through protecting yourself from eating ma'acholas asur, from eating chometz and pesach. Bechol shu, you become kodesh kodoshim, and we know that when there's kedusha, then the Yetzer Hara doesn't got no room, doesn't feel comfortable. Interesting, Rav Chaim Falaji in his Seder, he writes, we say the famous Kaddish Shulchan. He says Kaddish Shulchan is referring to that. What is a Kaddish? We haven't even started the Seder. No, the fact that you worked so hard to get rid of any chometz and you're protecting yourself from chometz, that in itself brings us Kedusha. And that's why you start the Seder now with Kaddish Shulchan. Chaim Falaji writes that. There's an interesting Gemara in Maseches Yuma. It's connected to last week's Sedra. Yeah, the last Pasuk in last week's Sedra. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says like that. Tana de Beir Bishmoel. Aveira metamtemes libo shel Adam. Shenemar, it says in last week's Parsha, the end of the Sedra. Velo titame'u bahem venitmetem bam. Al tikre venitmetem, because there's no Aleph there, when we eat macholas asuras, we become blocked. Our minds. You know the famous story with the Rambam, that someone came to Mishailas or Kfira, and the Rambam told him, I need you to have a diet. A few weeks with no treifas. Half the questions went away. Half, I don't know if all the questions went away. But a person cannot grasp high concepts with eating macholas asuras. Actually, when it went to him, when it came to him, although metame atzmo me'at, says the Gemara in Yuma, daflametes, someone is metame itself a little bit, metame mo'isa arbe. It's a, he's opening a petach, there should be a lot of tumor coming to him. Milemata metame mo'isa milemala, bo'ilom azem metame tu lo'ilom abo, tanu rabonon, v'izkadishtem v'item kedoishim, adam mekadishem atzmo me'at, mekadishem mo'isa arbe. Same thing by Kedusha. I saw Rav Osher Weiss in his book Mincha Soshe, and actually I got a chakira. Is it pshat that the Torah warned us, this, by the way, warned us not to eat macholas asuras because those foods can have an impact on us, can be metamtim our lev because they're not good foods, because they're moili tevara, or is it the avera, the fact that Kodesh Baruch restricted us? Then doing that, that's what metamtim the avera. No? What do you think the nafka mina is? You got the question? The chicken and the egg? What came first? Is it the macholas asuras which called the timtum? Or is it the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which we transgress? That's what calls it the timtum. The nafka mina. So the two is not nafka mina. Pikuach nefesh. B'shoigeg. There's many circumstances where you're not really binoive. So will that also be metamtim? So he brings the Ramban. Ramban v'anshei kodesh tiyuli. The Ramban writes there that even though a person is eating b'shoigeg, he still needs a purification. He still needs to go through a process. Even there's no misa, there's no malchus, but he's still an Indian to be, because you've eaten. There's a few more rayas, yeah? That's the case. It goes through quite a few. So the Gemara in Yuma talks about a pregnant woman, an oberes, shericha reicha nenukip, and yoshiv lochashim la ba'ozna. And we know what happened. There were two ladies, one of them, they told in the ear, and one of them, and Rabbi Yechanan came out of her. Yeah, the Gemara in Yuma daf Peves. So the other incident, the other case was about Shaftai. He was Rosha, came out from the one who didn't hear. So we see that even in situation, because pikuach nefesh, and Mu'uberes who smells something and she feels she has to eat and she's craving, you're allowed to give it to eat, and yet we see the impact. So even though it's beheter, the chayre has got an impact. Seems to be like the Ramban, no? Furthermore, There's another Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara says about Acher, Acher's mother. There's the Yerushalmi, which Tosfos brings the Ilmale, Acher, the mother, had Reach of Avodah Zorah, and went in and penetrated, he wouldn't have gone up to Talmud Zorah. So it seems to be that it's got an impact. There's a few more rayas about Antoninus. The Bible says Antoninus was converted because when there was a gzera not to do Bismillah, so they changed the babies round. And Rebbe's mother ended up, Rabbeinu HaKodesh's mother ended up feeding Antoninus. It had an impact that he converted afterwards. He was this guy. So we see it has an impact. There's an interesting Ramah in the Siman Pei Aleph in Yeredeh, which talks about a woman who's breastfeeding, she shouldn't eat Macholos Asura. So it's a question, what does it mean? Of course you shouldn't eat Macholos Asura. But it seems to be has an impact even. He questions on the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai says in Sod Yesharim, he had an interesting question. There was a person who was drinking, and he looked at the water was clean. As he's drinking, a fly comes in and he swallows the fly. That's how it happens when people are walking in the street certain times of the year. Well, there's just kind of, your mouth was open, you couldn't help it. Furthermore, you've got a shoychet. Everybody relies on him. And it turns out he was doing nevelis. What could you have done? He's got a few more examples of situations like that which he was asked. Interesting. I'll soon go to it. He's got a tshuva in Rav Pe'alim, the Ben Ish Chai, about they found a lot of the tefillin back then in Baghdad were posel. They were not properly square. So they came to ask him, but we didn't know. We relied on the sefer. Now, does that mean we haven't worn tefillin all our lives? So the Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva on this, and he writes, it says, you know the story with Yael, Chever HaKeni. The Gemara says that seven times she was with him. As we state, no? And yet, it says, no avera was shoylet, as if she didn't do anything. The Ben Ish Chai tainas that there's a ruach of tumah which is connected to the maisa avera which we do. And if that avera is done because of pikuach nefesh, beheter gomu, then that ruach tumah doesn't affect a person. And that's why it stayed in the Gemara that by Yael, she didn't. There's nothing, no avera clinged on to her. Nothing. Itainas, some other ruach came into Yael, and she was like by Esther, they say, a similar idea. So the question of Moshe Weiss and the Ben Ish Chai is not a question. It's confusing concepts. There's shoygeg, and there's pikuach nefesh. Shoygeg, it's not pikuach nefesh. You were not careful. You were negligent. The story with the meuberes. You went out of your way. You smelled something. You could have controlled it. It's all in the head. You let it go into your head. You let it out there. And yeah, eventually it becomes pikuach nefesh. But you let it enter. Haraya, that there was a woman just like you who listened to the lechisha, which they told at Yom Kippur today. But when it's pure pikuach nefesh, there's no question about it. It has no effect on a person. Okay? Just a side little introduction. Huh? Same thing is. There's honest gomur. What can you do? We don't all have to learn shemesh. If you all have to learn shchita, then forget it. There'll be no business for the sheikhtim. We rely on them. The rabbonim check them. They do everything. I mean, providing that you know you're eating from a reliable kashrus. Yeah, today it's become a business. It's become a dish. You have to make sure that they did. But once you've done that, what else can you do? Be there, inspect. You don't know the halachas. Learn the halachas. That's a different cheshbon. I'm sure you'll be punished for that. That's a different section. Yeah. Why don't you know the kol haTorah kula? But no, everybody can do it. That's all in his gomel. Kiddush. What I want to discuss today is Matzah's mitzvah. Matzah's mitzvah. It's you know, everybody knows the taina of the Yavitz, which brings his father, the Chacham Tzvi, who says, Ayasher Cheli, if I had enough koyach, I would be mevatel the Eis of Kitnias. I'm a chas v'sholom, not having a go at anybody now, yeah? But that's what the Yavitz said that his father said. I would abolish the minhag of not eating kidneys on Pesach. And the reason for that is, what are people eating instead of kidneys? Matzah. The chashash chometz is by matzah is much, much greater than kidneys. But chalila v'chas to us be mezalzen minhagim. Yeah, I'm coming from a point of view which looks at kidneys as something more familiar in Pesach. But I'm not chalila, I'm just saying, we complain about the prices of matzah. And you should know, it's not easy to make matzahs. Yes, it's an industry today. But, it's important. If in anything you should invest money in Pesach, should be on matzahs. Because the chashash chometz that is there, is the greatest. I want to tell you, there are places which are playing with fire, Len Yus Daiti. There's something called matzah ashira. You don't have matzah ashira. Right? It's a big machlokes Rishonim. What halacha is, but you can have matzah ashira or not matzah ashira. The biggest chashash chometz is there. They use simple flour. I won't go into it. They claim they use meperes. These are massive factories. The Rambam says, even those who eat matzah ashira, if there's one drop of water in the process, that's memaher leachmitz. It becomes chometz even faster than regular. And yet, shops are selling them with their simple kashrus. There might be chashash chometz gomo. I'm just being meoirer. But let's go back to the matzahs. If in anything we should invest and make sure we get the best matzahs, I'm going to tell you a secret as well. I've been to factories of Mishim matzahs. I've worked there, inspected them. We were involved year after year. Machine-made matzahs. Hand-baked matzahs. From a young age, I was working in Bell's in Stamford Hill. I used to work in the enemy, the Mishigasin. They won't tell you, he wants you to wear gartel during the affair of matzahs. One tells you, doesn't want you to only divertere while say the nice things. And I've seen both worlds. I won't go into the pita which we eat on Pesach. Yeah, it's a different story. We'll keep it aside. The Boshe Weiss has a tshuva in this as well. Well, the Ashkenazim can have the soft matzahs as well. At what point in history did you change it to crackers? I'm not so sure. I'm trying to do research on this. I'm doubtful because I'm safe that there's a bit of conflicting. There's some places say you should make it big enough that you should be able to feed everybody around the table from the matzah, the matzah elyona, and the broken matzah. How is that shaykh with the crackers? You don't get more than a kazayis and a half. So, and then another place, it says, you have to be careful about nefucha. So I'm not so sure at what point in history did it change. But it was usually more a convenient idea that they had to bake. I think probably the Rav of the shtetl decided that no one bakes matzahs at home. You're not to be relied on. Just a few. Don't rely on everybody baking your matzah. Chashash chometz. If you don't know how to do it properly, let the Rav of the shtetl bake matzah. And it has to start Hanukkah time. Our matzahs, the soft ones, if you bake them so early, they become rock hard. It's impossible to eat after 2-3 days. You can't eat it. The reason why we can do it today is because we freeze it as soon as we bake it. On that same evening, it gets frozen. And then you take it out just before Seder night. So for those who don't bake an Erev Pesach. So it became, and slowly it became a minhag. The matzahs became crackers because it's a big pele. Lemaisa, one of the gdorim of Pasav Ova Kisnin in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samachez, is rakikin dakim, is brittle. Yeah? So therefore, it's a question. What? Pasav Ova Kisnin is matzah lechemoini? I'm not so sure. So it's something which you ought to research. Let's go back to the matzahs. So I've been to machine matzahs, and I've been to hand-baked matzahs. And I'm telling you, shmura and not shmura, unfortunately, the standards change. This, for some reason, in the factories, once the matzah is not shmura, from flour to shmura, which I'll soon explain, the standards, for some reason, change. Oh, it's not shmura. No, I'm saying that we make it 18 minutes, 24 minutes, 26 minutes. The Rambam says, I'm sure, 24 minutes. All kinds of coolers coming. I'm talking about stronger shayim. I saw even mehadrin. We used to go year after year. Every year we were me'oirer. We were awakening them for another problem which we saw. Whether the flour has been poured too near to where they're working. whether the machines are too far in the matzah, you don't stand in the machine matzah. When you work a lot on the dough, before it gets into the oven, there's this time where they flatten the dough and it waits to get shaped. That can take about a good 30 seconds. The matzah, you have to touch the dough. The dough can sometimes be warm. And if you leave a warm dough, there's no 80 minutes anymore. So they started putting fans on top to make sure it cools down. Then the next year we're seeing that they're cleaning the conveyor belts. But they're cleaning only the surface. As soon as you turn on the machines, from the bottom of the conveyor belt, crumbs are coming out. So what are you relying on? Bitulim. Lach belach. No, Ramos says, lach belach is matzah. Be'madrim? Be'madrim matzahs. Say them. If it's done properly, you can get a really me'madrim matzah. That's why I say the price is kovea. You should know. If they charge expensive for matzahs, it's a riot that the more people involved. The more people, more eyes watching it. And by machine, you have to make sure that that's the case. Hand-baked matzahs can also be a problem. I was witness to people eating chewing gum or sweets whilst they're baking matzahs, falling on, talking, shouting. It can happen anywhere. So that's why I said, go for the price when it comes to matzahs. It's unfortunate I'm going to say it, but go for the price, because the price says a lot. Now you see the law put up the prices.
Machine matzahs are much, sometimes more reliable than hand matzahs.
Yeah, if it's done properly, I can understand. Different kinds of machines. You can't make a rule machine matzahs are better. Depends what kind of machines they're using. How far they are from the oven. How much they work on it. Where's the flour being poured? There's a lot of issues. How is the cleaning being done? Are they stopping every minute? I know of a certain company of matzahs, I won't say where, they never stop the machines all day. Because the head is bitulin. Shmura, not shmura, they don't stop the machines. Because there's bitulin the whole time and it's working. Machine's working now, huh? The machines can get hot. So you have to, there's no rule. No rule in hand and no rule in this. You have to make sure that you get from a reliable and you make sure that, pay for it. Make sure, Masas Chabura, get involved yourself, like the Rosh used to. There's an interesting debate amongst the Poiskim where the machine matzahs are considered lishmo. We have to understand that two things, two different halachas in Shulchan Aruch, one in Siman Taf Samach and one in Siman Taf Nun Gimel, Siv Dalet. One talks about Shmura Mishas Ktzira or Mishas Tchina, the famous machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam, and to understand the Sugya, but that you have to protect the wheat from coming in contact with any water already from the harvesting, or it's only from the grinding. The Rosh Tain is only on the grinding because that's when there was water involved. They used to have mills which were operated by water, Rechaim Shalmaim, and therefore there was a problem that the water might... So only from then you need Shimur. The Rif holds no Mishas Ktira, the Rambam also has Mishas Ktira. So for the Matzah Mitzvah, why ask me why only for the Matzah Mitzvah, let us say there, because it's a chashash rochek. There should be water, should spoil it from Shas Ktira. But that's what the Rabbi Merif holds. The Rosh holds only Shas Tchina. The Sheiltas, I think, maybe Rav Haigon even, he tells that even you can buy B'dieved Kemach Minashuk for the Matzah Mitzvah. You buy flour in those days, not nowadays. Chalila Vechas. Nowadays, flour is a chashash chometz. Yeah? They're soaked, they're bleached. So therefore, today's flour, we can't even keep at home. You have to sell it to the Mechiras Chometz. There might be Bali Roy on it. So therefore we're talking about in the ancient times when the flour wasn't tampered with. And literally, well, you can buy from the Shuk. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings. Then there's another loch in Taf Samach. In Taf Samach, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do baking of matzahs through a cheresh shoyte v'koton and a goy. That loch he doesn't bring in Taf Nun Gimel. Seems to be that the Shimur, if Yisrael Oimed al Gabo, it's not a problem there. Here, I'm not allowed to do it through them. What's the difference? So the Gaonim say, Shmartinas Amatzas, there's an Inyan of Shimur Lishmab of Lisha Va'elach, from kneading the dough onwards. When the water comes with the flour, at that point is an Inyan of Enasir. Like the Rashba says, even Yisrael Oimed al Gabo doesn't help. You have to have baldas, a goy, even if you stand behind him and shout at him, and he'll shout with you, and you'll bake together with him, It's no good. You won't be yoitz in such a matzah. That's different. Milisha va'elach. The Bach, the Eliyarabba, the Mati Yehuda, the Be'alocha brings that they argue with the Shulchan Aruch on this. And they claim that this shimur is the same shimur as Tafnun Gimah. If you hold like the Rif that is Mishaz Ktira, also for there you can't have a Cheresh Shoyte Bekotel. It has to be Lishmo like that all the way. What the Taz and the Bes Yosef seem to hold not like that. And here comes the question with the machine. Can you use a machine matzah on Pesach night and say the night? We said Milisha Va'ilach, everybody agrees that you have to have, it can't be Vinisol Elohimed Al Gabov. So you stand behind the machine and shout all day Lashem Matzah's Mitzvah. Will it help? It's a robot working here. Someone else. You need an Asiya Lishma, no? You need to get involved with the Shimur yourself, because we said Yisrael Elohimed Al Gabov doesn't help. If Yisrael Elohimed Al Gabov would help, then a machine matzah would help as well. No? So some want to say, it shouldn't help. Even if you turn on Lashem Matzah Mitzah, you still turn on the machine. But then it goes koyach koyche. It's not a koyach anymore. Yeah, there's a zerem hachashmal, the electricity board puts in electricity and lets the machines work, and then it goes, where is the lishma here? You have to be misasek lishma. Hmm? What? You pay the electricity bill. That'll be Lashem Shemayim. But what happened for the matzah? By the way, by Bishul Akum, the Ben Yishchai, the longest aloch in Ben Yishchai alochas is on this, on Koyach Koyche by Bishul Akum. He had a question about the sugar manufacturing. And I tend to say that you can use it today for big factories. Okay, by Bishul Akum, it's more lenient. Doesn't say you have to have an asir lishma. What we call pas palka, yeah, or pas Israel, is a misconception. What's pas Israel? I don't have the Jew. The Jew doesn't need to bake as long as it's not a goy who's baking, should be okay. I don't need it. Pas Israel is a musig which is taken for not having pas goy, because in the olden days either was a Jew put into oven or a goy. Today we got something in between. It's called a machine. The guy comes in the morning, turns on a machine, all computerized. Computer gives an instruction for all machine to put the flour in, for all machine, and the conveyor belt starts functioning and they move from conveyor to conveyor to conveyor. What would you say? There's a chashash chitun here? You're going to marry the daughter of the machine? I don't know. I'm just suggesting this, by the way. This is Bederech Limud. I saw a Falk as a tshuva, he picked on the Ben Yishchai, but we'll dedicate a special shiur to that some other time. But the Ben Yishchai tainus, bishul akum b'koyach, by three koyches, b'yayin nesach v'yomachni l'chatchila, filu koyach, koyach esen ten l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, koyach, 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 three koyches b'yayin nesach, muta, b'di'evet. He says, by bishul akum, where do we find the chazal or goyza, when the goy doesn't directly get involved? Always at the pele, ha'itochen. The mashgiach comes at 4, 3 o'clock in the morning to turn on the ovens in the bakeries. The goy does the arichat ha'matzek, does the putting into the oven, takes the out. He's, all day long he's doing the bread. Oh, pas Israel. But if the goy doesn't do anything, just turns on a machine, no, that's pas palta. Ha'itochen, where's the chashash chitun? It's a chidush. But you can go a long way with this chidush. Yeah, you can go to Bishul Akum as well. There's factories which work in that way, but the goy doesn't get involved at all. He just programs it. That's it. So in that, do we, is exam, but that's the Rabbonon. You have to say Bishul Akum is the Rabbonon. It can't be a right to Yuchas Pesach now, to Matzah. By Matzah, you need an Asiya Lishmo. So therefore, it becomes an issue. Israel or Imed Al Gabov doesn't work. I know that the Chazonish and many Achronim who are making all of these things. But Lemaisa, and the mitzvah d'oraisa, we should be a little bit more cautious. So if you have no choice, if you're stuck, there's what to be soimech. But generally, we have to be careful of this. Maybe we can go on a little bit, but I think we passed the time. Yeah. No, I said clearly. Because they tainer, you turn on the machine, all the pulas which happen afterwards. Imagine, don't bring an ayah to Hilchot Shabbos. I saw one of the poets came right, it's a massive chiddush. If at the time you have a choice, for Choyre Sheyesh Basakona, to cook on Shabbos, it's better to cook with electricity than to cook with gas. Why? Because he claims, by cooking with gas, you did the whole pe'ula. And therefore you're doing also Havara, and also Bishul. He says, if you cook with the electricity, you do Havara, because the metal is getting hot, is Havara. But the Bishul pe'ula is a continuing manufacturing of the electricity of the Zerem HaChashmal, and the Bishul, that's all right. The Gemara Bava Kama says clearly, Melech HaZoyer, how it works. You enable something to happen is also melacha. So chalila vechas, what we talk about koich, koich, and all of that, by Hilchot Shabbos, it'd be a different melacha. By Hilchot Shabbos, if you present your mindset to something else to be done, and that becomes the derech of doing it, it will be doraisa. If you cook by a machine, it'll be doraisa. Don't compare musogim. That's melechas machshavis asar teira, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Samach says. Melechas machshavis. This is what you presented for it to be happen, like Zoyri. You throw it up in the air, the wind comes and there's the rest. Melech and Machshev is also there. It's different.
Lechem Akum is also because of Chitun or vine?
It's Chitun. Pas Akum is because of Chitun. No? Yeah. What other reason do you have a Pas Akum? On Bishul Akum, Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, it can also be because of Macholas Asir. But the main reason is Chitun. Yeah?
If you say that switching on a machine can give you a lishmo, those hold that they give you a lishmo. Could a machine write a sefer Torah?
Oh. I don't think those poskim will allow it.
The same ones but who allow the matzahs won't allow the sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah need lishmo on every shem.
No.
So you'll do me right at the beginning of the ksiva.
Well, first of all, there's someone wants to say that
the beginning
that the sofer should write the shemus. And the Sefer Torah is written, the rest of the Sefer Torah is written by the machine.
You're right.
But if you hold the Shema...
I've seen the machine, by the way.
I've seen the machine. There's clips of it. You can see it.
It writes so nicely.
24 hours a day, you can write 10 Sefer Torah at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, based on what we were saying, you can't do it. That's not the Ksiva.
No, I'm saying you switch on the machine, the Shema.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it works for a month, so why doesn't it work for a safe time?
Press the button. No. Discuss it. It's discussed as well. Yeah. It's discussed as well. It's got by tzitzis as well. There's a seer. So it's discussed in all of them. Okay, just to be more other things. Yeah, anything which I said here is not halacha lemaisa. It's just to more other tzibur and different discussions. Yeah?
Yeah.
So there's our shot. We should see Yeshuas.
Amen.
And we need Yeshuas.
Yes. Shkoyev.
Therefore, the Torah gives you an indication.